Come on, Ed, keep up. If you want to be the lamplighter after me, you'll have to speed up, or you'll get the sack.
But it's too late, I'm tired.
Shut up and hurry up. I've been a lamplighter for nearly 5 years now, and I've never been late. I'm not going to take up my habit on my last day. Good, we're here.
Blimey! Look how tall those lampposts are. How am I going to get up there to light the lamps?
Now don't you get any ideas about climbing up them, or you'll give the family a bad name.
But...
No, Ed. Look, you turn the gas tap on with this pole and insert the flame from the torch to the lamp. Are you even listening?
I know. Turn tap, light lamp. But how do you put the flame out in the morning?
You use this other stick, like a really big candle snuffer, and cover the light until it goes out. You try.
Oh, this is really heavy.
Which is why you're going to carry it.
Oh, that's not fair.
Shut up, Ed.
Andy.
What?
Why are they so nice?
What?
The lampposts. Why are they so nicely decorated?
They're Victorian. All Victorian things are nicely decorated.
So half the things in town must be Victorian, then?
It's 1903. There's not much that isn't Victorian. Come on, we've got to light all the lamps before it gets too dark. Pay attention, make sure you know the route.
But there's only two lampposts, and they're both here.
Shut up, Ed.